science, by definition, allows for more than one opinion. Otherwise, you merely have the will of one man, which is the basis of cult.
If it's not in the frame, it doesn't exist.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not gonna take this anymore!
I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown, I illusion.
Where you been?
Drunk. Wendy? Billy! Darling? Light of my life.
What is your one purpose in life?
To explode, of course.
I like death with sex. How about you, Casey? You like sex with death?
Get some fuck up and die.
Everybody drink when you get a knee to the throat.
A knee to the throat.
Everybody drink when you take a knee right to the chest.
The amount of flying knees in this movie.
So sexy, dude.
It's by
every
far
single
the best
time it happens, I fucking love it.
Of
yeah.
the movie.
Every single time.
I do that every single fucking day.
Yeah, Pablo's flying knees every day.
So Pablo, you need so much wire assist. I don't even get me started.
Bet, bitch. Bet. I will send you sparring footage. I will throw knees.
I know, but are you Tony jawing it across like 30 feet?
I'm not superhuman.
Oh, yeah. You get that guy a basketball, dude. He gets signed. Like,
I know. I forgot I wasn't watching Kung Fu Hustle anymore with the amount of flying you did. Anyway, this is the Cult of Cinema Knowledge podcast. We got me, Levi, Jordan over there is normal, and then Pablo's back again, who is the actual creator. He actually directed this movie this week.
Yeah.
Because, I am Tony Jaa.
No, yeah, he directed this movie, Whoa. The Protector, which is because anyone could have made it. It feels like it was made by someone who doesn't know what they're doing.
Anybody who can. All right.
So
these
Pablo
are going to get
could
heated.
When it comes to movie, this is like cheap porno, like stack of cheap DVDs. But when it comes to action, this is
peak,
pinnacle.
Peak.
There's literally, dude, are you kidding me? Like
God.
When it comes to like the true, I mean, I guess it's like it's sad because it's presented really poorly.
And that's the problem. It's like it's presented poorly, and so it doesn't matter because it's like when you say peak action. It's like, compare it to any other movie. I mean, like last week's movie did it better. Fucking when we did Action Movie Month, like you can't like Face Off or something. Like obviously I give this movie some slack. I don't know the budget, but I'm sure it wasn't a lot. So, you know, that does buy, we've talked about before, that a budget will buy some goodwill. You know what I mean? It's like, I give you the benefit of the doubt if you got a trash budget. You know what I mean? It's like, you can obviously do a lot more when you got a fucking millions of dollars to throw in fucking Nicolas Cage and John Travolta in your movie, you know what I mean? So, Pablo,
yes, sir.
Since this is your favorite movie ever and you have the Protector tattoo on your chest, can you explain the plot to the
you've
folks
got
at home
you got an elephant?
In under 2 minutes?
Absolutely not. I have no idea what happens in that film.
Yep.
Don't care.
Dude,
do not care.
We're gonna skip
Could not give less of a
if
fuck.
You, if
someone...
You want, I mean, I can give you the easiest synopsis.
They steal
ever.
His elephants,
they steal his
and
elephant.
He's got to get his elephants
right.
back.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah,
that's all
no,
it
yeah.
is.
You know, and basically, it's
John
like,
Wick with an elephant.
Yeah. He's in Thailand. He's Taiwanese. He has
Thai.
Basically an elephant sanctuary, essentially, and then poachers come in and they try to steal one of the elephants after killing.
The mom,
mom
I believe.
Or the
I think
dad?
It's the mom. I think it's the
they,
mom.
They kill the mom, yeah.
Must
and then,
be the mom. And then, for some odd reason, there's now an elephant festival happening?
That's it. No,
it's, no
we
it's
can't
a,
get
it's
into
a,
it.
No, it's a water festival.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a water festival.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Water festival.
No,
oh,
you're going
right,
down
right,
a slippery slope, though, sir. Like, if, once you start
know,
trying to
then,
be like, and then this happened?
Right, I forgot.
Well, no, then,
you don't understand other cultures, so you wouldn't.
No, that was honestly the best part of the movie.
Right. No,
I
really.
I thought it was pretty good until he went to Australia. Because then he goes to Australia. And
it's insanity. No, dude. When
then
he's
it's like
in
a
water
weird
festival,
drug
like,
lord.
Let me just try to get this out real quick. Because it's like. This
I just
is,
don't think
this
it matters.
Is slight,
shut the fuck up.
Slight synopsis. I know. But it's kind of fun to have a little bit of this context. It's like they're at the water festival. And then the poachers come. And there's not even. Is there a deal going down? There's like the elephants are there. And they're examining them. And then they want to steal them. And the dad of our main character, he steps in the way, gets shot and killed, and then they steal the elephant, which one is a baby and one's the
an
dad.
An adult, yeah, the dad.
And, yeah, an adult. And so they steal a live elephant, which is insane to me. Like that's
the way they,
that
the way they
insane.
Trick it to going somehow, like it looks right. like it's off the rails, and then they like trick it to going into the cargo container
yeah.
in like the street. I was like, oh, right. Yeah, that's pretty gangster.
That's,
you know?
That's like, genius. Yeah, yeah, right?
Like stupid elf.
That's like, that's the Joker. That's the Joker
it
level.
It is. It's like.
Execution.
Yeah.
But anyway, so they steal it. They take it. And then somehow they take a boat to Australia or something. For some reason, they're in Australia. And then all of a sudden, dude, that's one of the greatest transitions in all of cinema history, is it just shows whatever they used to shoot this, where it's like the focal length, like the, like, it's all blurry around, like how they did that. I'm kind of like, kinda like a fish I kind of liked it.
I think some of it. No. Yeah, I honestly
like they put
think they added.
It reminds me of.
Yeah, they had like a. It looks like they had like some kind of like UV filter on it that gave it a weird focus. And I do think it was digitally added. Possibly.
It reminds me a little bit of Poor Things.
It's definitely for effect to make you. I think it like it's weird because it actually I liked the effect a lot. It really did like it made me like kind of pay attention to like the background a little bit more and like focus. It like really did narrow my focus. But anyways, he comes in, dude. When Tony Jaa like comes in and he's praying, and then all of a sudden you're in that room and he just comes flying in the knee kick. I don't know, no context or anything. He's just out in the the lobby, or not even the lobby. He's outside in like some courtyard, and it's just got this like weird. And he just prays, and you see him knee kick,
dude. Entire movie where it's just like it's one scene. And then it just cuts to the next scene with no, like, I feel so bad for the poor editor, because the editing is trash, but it's like, it's not, you can tell it's not the editor's fault. He just didn't have enough footage.
He's just
trying to like put it together and
it's
be
just,
like,
this is, yeah, this action is, scene after
please
action
give me an
minutes.
Establishing shot, please. Nope. Like that's what he wants.
It's 40 minutes of actual scripted narrative. That is edited in between an hour of, or like, you know, like another, like, another, like,
oh, here's your establishing shot. Here's your establishing shot. Fucking flying me through the window.
Yeah. That brings me to my next point of, cause I remember we were talking texting,
dude,
Jordan.
I have no idea.
Which length did you watch? Cause you watched like a 70 minute version, right?
I
feel like I would have enjoyed it much more, cause I watched a 2 hour version.
2 hour.
You watched the 150 version.
I watched like the DVD rip that was like an hour 50, and it was brutal. Like I imagine it would be a lot better flowing at a shorter version. So my disclaimer of where a lot of my shit's gonna come from is I watched the longer version, which was 100% unnecessary.
I watched it on Tubi, and I think it was like an hour and 24 minutes.
I think that's what Jordan
watched. Yeah, hour 24 on Tubi, 100%. Okay. Yeah. And I'm not sure. I think Tubi factors in commercials or whatever, you know? It's advertisements.
Oh, it does? That's stupid.
I'm pretty sure, because I feel like the movie was shorter than an hour 24. But
yeah,
maybe,
absolutely.
I mean, maybe
it
was around an hour.
It was.
That's a tight movie. But it felt like, like 70 minutes. Like it didn't.
I'm so envious because this hour 50 minute version.
I really want to know what you saw. How much more could they add to this?
There's
movie?
So much
several
unnecessary
more.
Plot of like the cop character and like the fucking like trafficked woman and like all the gangsters and their weird fucking drug crime lord industry that has nothing to do with anything.
So
do you get more wet market? Because I really wanted to see them
not
eat
enough,
more endangered species.
That was that was a high point.
That's,
honestly, that was a high point.
That's a good
movie.
All right. Yeah. So it's your fault that you hate the movie.
Oh, I mean, partially. I do think. I mean, see, that's what I'm saying. I did watch a longer version, and I do think it was completely incoherent. Like it was barely
it was incoherent
narrative.
with the 124.
But
too.
I mean, that makes sense, because it's like it does feel like this movie. And I mean, obviously, this is all our first times watching, right?
Yes, sir.
Right. Cause it's like I'd seen you showed me, I think, the some stunts, like the scene where he runs up the glass wall, the window, and the fucking four wheeler goes through it.
So
that's a great
good.
Stunt.
That's
a great
so
such
cool.
a good stunt,
dude. Dude, no, you have no
the
idea though. Like,
and the Wonner, the Wonner's good.
That's my favorite.
The
yes.
Wonner,
that's the best.
The Wonner's good. Actually, I don't know, dude. The Wonner's really good. But I think my favorite might be the water, the temple,
dude,
the temple battle.
The capoeira so guy cool, versus dude. Muay Thai. I'm like,
it's so cool.
It's just
like,
Eddie Gordo.
Okay, because it became a fucking, that
fighting
is
game.
The most metal. Yeah, that's the most like,
okay.
you know, Mortal Kombat that
Give
I've ever
me,
seen in my life.
I want to know that scene. Okay, so near the end when he's fighting in the burning temple with the water, how long was it for you guys and how many people did he fight?
He fought Three people.
He fought, like, he fought the dude with, like, who I'm assuming, like, the black guy with dreads. And then
has, like, Eddie Gordo carved on his chest.
Eddie Gordo.
Yes, sure. Dude,
it's just, it's holy, just Eddie Gordo. It's just Eddie Gordo from Tekken. Then
that was beautiful.
The,
and then
the sword
he
guy.
Fights, like,
the sword
fights
guy.
The sword guy.
And then like the
Big fucking, Show.
Yeah. And then the big, and then the big white dude. Yeah, I think that's it, right?
How long was it? Because that scene.
Maybe, no, there might have been like one other person in right at the beginning. But anyways, yeah, that's it. Yeah.
I was so bummed by that scene. Like, honestly, I thought that was such a letdown compared to the other fight scenes.
It's so
I disagree.
Because
I think it's good, but like I think it's good just.
It's over-edited, man. Like, that's the thing. It's like the other fight scenes, like the fight scene where he's like in the warehouse and he's fighting all the rollerbladers and stuff. And then the fight scene,
that's a fucking music video, dude.
Where he's going up the stairs and everything. Like, those all feel fluid. They feel like they choreographed the camera with the movements, like they planned it out. Where that scene felt like we're just going to have two cameras and we're going to shoot this. And so it was just like so much editing and the sound mix was crazy where it's like they were screaming, but it was so quiet, but the punches were like, and like they were just so obviously a sound effects put over the top, but it was just so edited, yeah. Which I hate it when fight scenes are so overly edited because it's just like.
No, because that, I mean, that I could talk about, like, it just like the 180 rule where it's like you have your characters and you make sure that you know where they are and you don't flip the whole fucking camera around so you can know what's happening. Yeah. That I will agree on, but I don't remember it being that bad.
Oh, well, it
wasn't that bad, dude.
Might have been the version I watched because it was so long and it was so cut. And then, like, every time
over-edited.
He punched like a dude, and the guy just like stumbled out of frame and then was just gone. And then the other guy just showed up. I'm like, what is happening?
That did happen. That happened a few times where he would like once he defeated somebody, they would be gone. Like they'd fall down right in front of the statue. And then the next scene, they're gone, and I was kind of like, this is a little awkward. I wonder if we're missing something, or if it's just like they're like, fuck it, we just got to keep rolling.
That's kind of the thing. I understand that's maybe because in the version I watched, they did focus too much on the plot. So imagine the version you guys watched was a lot more lean, which I imagine.
Oh, totally.
Oh, 100%. It that's hit, like 30 minutes difference, like, so
it's
a lot.
That's insane. I can't imagine 30 more minutes of this movie. Like.
But,
right.
And it's no, and I guarantee you none of it is fight scenes. Like they trimmed,
no, that's what I was
going to
say. It's
garbage.
Like, I can't imagine because the fight scenes in this are so laborious. It's like,
it's,
it doesn't, you know.
Insane.
Like,
they are absolutely insane.
Right.
But it's just like that, the whole idea of like the guy goes off camera and it's like, you feel like something's missing. For me, that was this entire movie. It kind of felt like they couldn't be bothered to like, plan it out. Like, it definitely felt like they shot some the fight scenes with Tony Jaa and then they gave it to a B team and they're like, all right, shoot a movie around these scenes.
So
you have 2 days. Like,
so basically the exact opposite problem that most movies have.
I mean, the opposite problem that most movies have is that they're actually a film. Like, this is barely a film. Like, this is like a martial arts showcase that has an excuse for like
great. Amazing.
Because
then most
like,
movies
That's where it comes down. It's like a demo reel, basically, that got compiled and made into a movie. Like, I'm frustrated because this is something that I've said a million times on this podcast. I wish that the structure of making an 80-minute, like, technically 90 minutes is kind of like the standard Hollywood. Mm-hmm. But, like, making that – having to fill in that much time with something that only needs to be, like, 45 minutes – it's such a bummer. This would have been a really actually tight movie that actually existed as a movie if we were more familiar with like 45 minutes.
Yeah, I was hoping
movies,
with streaming,
you know,
like we were talking with Wes Anderson and like the Henry Sugar and everything like that.
Right,
With streaming, you don't have to have, you know, an hour and a half movie. You can have
films.
Like 40-minute movies.
I mean, you go on YouTube.
Action films would be perfect.
You go on YouTube and you see like good like 10-minute, less than 10-minute like action films that are great. Because you don't need all
this,
that extra shit.
On this topic, I totally was thinking, the entire time I was watching this, I was thinking of Hardcore Henry. I was like, there's a team that made like a 12-minute movie or whatever, you know, they like their proof of concept. And then they made like what? Hardcore Henry is only like an hour 25, an hour 30. So
that's
like
that's
they
still
that.
Like, yeah, that's like
even if then, I don't even think it's that long, honestly. But
yeah, anyway, it's like, so it's like 70-something, I think. It's like 79 minutes or some shit.
Right, yeah. So it's like right there on that like – that cusp where even then, but like, and it, I feel like that kind of got a little too much flushed out, but it's still like, that's just like, I wish that existed more where it's like, you could make a smaller film and maybe eventually we will. I mean, this was like the early 2000s. So
yeah, Okay.
They're still trying to. No.
I know we're all over the place right now, but can I ask a question? Was that Jackie Chan that he bumped into? Who was that?
No.
Dude, that looked like Sugar Man. It's what it looked like to me.
It's a Jackie Chan lookalike because that's one of his, his stuntman. Like that's.
Yeah. Didn't it look like to you that like searching for Sugar Man? It looked just like him. Like I was like, there he is. I don't got to search anymore. He's in the protector. Like,
dude, that would
It looked like him. He had like the sunglasses and everything. And like, he had like the thing on his back. I was like, that's his guitar. But it was something else, but. Can you imagine? That's the tie-in God, never expected.
I don't even remember. That would be beautiful. That'd be amazing. Yeah, dude, that's the cinematic universe I want to get into.
The documentary Searching for Sugar Man and the, and, the and Thai movie The Protector.
What's the fighting style called again?
Muay Thai, right?
Muay Thai.
Is all of it Muay Thai, pretty much?
Except for the guy who did Capoeira.
Yeah, and there was another one. I watched like a making of thing of this, and like they mentioned, there were three main styles they used.
Yeah,
He invented it. It's like an elephant. It's like some.
Yeah,
some
I was gonna say, what's the style when you beat someone with an elephant bone?
So it's so his
what's
style.
That called?
So his style is not like exactly Muay Thai. It's a bit more like stylized and a bit more
He made it himself.
Older, like so a lot more like flowing motions. A whole lot more like basically like action pauses of just like him and his guard.
which dude? It's so I know it's funny, Levi. I think this movie. So like where I give like when we watched Enter the Dragon, and I loved Enter the Dragon because it kind of seemed absurd. And dude. Okay, this movie makes Enter the Dragon look like fucking, you know, like...
Enter the Dragon is the best movie I've ever seen.
Some masterpiece in the way of actual film.
Because there's actual... I think that's the thing that I hated also about the temple fight scene is because I was thinking about Enter the Dragon. I'm like, at least the fight scenes in Enter the Dragon have like a cinematic context where I like know why this character is fighting this other character and there's stakes. There's like really no stakes because he's just fighting henchmen the whole time. That's why the best fight scenes are like when he's like with actually Johnny or whatever the fucking main bad guy or Tommy or whatever the son. Like those fight scenes like felt like they had stakes because that's like the real villain and he also knows how to fight really good.
Or the final part where he's like when he finds out that
when
the
he's fighting the chick with the whip.
Well, when he finds
Madame
out
Rose.
Hang on. When he finds out that the elephant was actually like killed, butchered, and
dude,
then
that,
used,
that was
and I'm all
brutal,
like,
dude.
And I'm all, and then he basically fucking snaps, and then he's just like, "All right, I'm gonna go full Batman and just like break everybody's limbs because I'm sick of this shit,
dude." I know.
When he is like, just like breaks the bones, and there's like the flashback, and he's like, "The way to kill an elephant is to cut their tendons," and he's
cut
like,
the Achilles heel.
"Yeah, just use a knife, bro," and he just starts like,
"No, it wasn't a knife; it was broken elephant bones."
I know,
it was
but that's
broken
what I'm
elephant bone. Yeah,
they're
but
like, "Oh, great. I didn't know like, you could bring a fucking broken elephant knife bone to a fucking fight."
No, cut it's great. I'm like, if you that's how come John Wick to me, even though like John Wick obviously is a better like structural film, but like where I'm like, John Wick has a gun, like that's like that makes a lot more sense. Like,
they
like,
use
every time
guns in this
with a gun.
Only when it's convenient though, and that's where it's just like suddenly it's like, now we're not using guns now, even though
like,
we're cops with guns, we're gonna fight because
get him a gun, dude. If he had a gun, it would have been each fight would have been 35 seconds.
Okay, to be fair though, I honestly fucking hate it when it's like, okay, this movie would have been over if it was a gun. It's like, shut the fuck up, I have some goddamn fun for once in my life.
I had a
bring
great
in
time.
A gun.
No, I'm just saying.
Bring in a gun and disarm the guy.
I love whenever
he does that
there
a few times.
Gun,
he does that a few times.
It's like This movie does a little too much like Idol Hunchmen, where it feels like a Saturday morning cartoon sometimes, where you see them standing with the gun and they're off the side and you don't know if they're on camera, like they're just standing there with the gun, and then he goes to him and he disarms him and kills him. You know, like, well, that's cool, but like you could have shot him like 30 times before he got there.
You know what film does that better? It Man. It Man is really good at being like, okay, there's multiple people. What would it be like if you actually had to fight multiple people?
I honestly feel like Ip Man is the fully realized version of the Protector. Like, it's not about the elephants, but it's like, it's got like the stakes of like, pretty sure it takes place around one of the world wars. And it's it's got the stakes of like him and his village, and he's like a pacifist, but then he has to like finally resort to violence and all this.
It's very Man with No Name,
but
that style.
I think Ip Man is like the fully realized version of Enter the Dragon and Bruce Lee style films. But I think The Protector, Ong Bak, all those are more like Ong Bak, homages.
That's the thing about this movie that bummed me out, man, is because it's like, I can think of, it doesn't do anything better than any other movie I've ever seen. Every other movie I've seen.
I disagree. I think that the fight scenes are beautiful.
You guys haven't
beautiful.
Seen enough movies. I've seen Ong Bak 1 and 2.
Okay,
and
Ong Bak 2. Ong Bak 2 does.
I mean, in The Raid. Also, who did The Raid? Because The Raid has really good, good fight scenes too.
Ong Bak 2, maybe.
Yeah.
Do you think The Raid's got better fight scenes than The Protector? You think Protector has better fight scenes?
It's up there. I think The Protector is really
high. Even in The Raid,
high.
Though, it's insane, The man. Raid, there are some times in The Raid where I feel the impact, but in this movie, literally every single hit, like some of them were a little goofy, but like 90% of the hits
Tony
in this,
Tony
Jaa takes
several kicks in the face.
And it's great because I'm watching it, and like it's not sped up. It is choreographed so well. And then he's straight up, dude. They're just like, people are getting fucking hit. It's wild.
That's what I wanted.
Like, it is
that
wild,
impact.
Dude.
Remember, that's what
like, it's one of those things where like, the fact that he didn't kill anyone is wild. Right.
He probably did. During the BMX scene and the rollerblader scene where he just kicks in slow motion, just kicks the guy full force in the face. I'm like, oh my God.
You
like,
see his whole head shift.
You can't fake what he's doing. Like, you can do like the wrestling, the you know, like where the person can react with it. But there are a lot of times in this where I'm like, no, that guy is running towards him, and there he's running towards him, and they hit each other. And I'm like, it's like you can be as gentle as possible. But
when
like,
when he goes
the hits
flying,
are real.
Yeah,
you
when
see
he,
the people
when
like
Big
people
Show,
go,
yeah,
like yeah. That is where I've never watched a movie that has made me feel like, oh shit, like I can't tell
these guys
me,
are fighting.
Like,
that's fine.
Really, like
that's
fighting.
The
yeah,
that's
cool.
The nugget of this movie. That is right. Great. Like, that is the best part. Yeah. Like, the fight scenes feel real. They feel impactful. They're fun, especially those two earlier ones. I mean, I have my problems with the last fight scene, but even then, it's still cool. Yeah. And it's still impactful, you know what I mean? I still enjoyed myself, even though I had, like, problems with... Because there's just, like, so many things in this movie contextual.
Who else thought that he was going to kick that helicopter and it was going to explode?
Yes. Basically,
I wanted him to... Dude, I mean, he kicked the guy out of it, which is fucking guy? Awesome. But dude, I thought for, like, 2 seconds, I was like, oh, they're going to have him kick that helicopter and it just explode it.
It's great.
Maybe this is Kung Fu Hustle, maybe.
Well, that's like, know, right, coming from right. Kung Fu Hustle, my problem with this movie, and again, it's partially because I watched... Maybe I watched
a
longer
version.
Yeah. Like, contextually, from scene to scene, the pacing was awful. There was things kind of made no sense, and
yeah, I'm bummed.
Didn't matter.
The one, man,
even I mean, even then, good. I feel even shorter version. I feel like everything there is set dressing, but it's like, even then, it's just like so many things are done at such an amateur level. Other than the fighting and the choreography and the fight scenes are dope. Those are top tier. I'm not denying that, but like. The fucking cinematography, the production design, the fucking audio, fucking everything. It is. I've seen better student films, and that's what bothers me. It's like it's so poorly made technically most of the time. It's got its moments, but it's just like it's definitely like they just shot like the like there's the scene when he's walking with the elephant through Sydney. And
yep.
It's like, it's
yep.
Like
I do remember that. Yeah,
when
that was
the,
bad.
He's on the bridge, and you're
yeah,
like,
that
he's
was
not
bad.
On our bridge.
No,
not,
and then
he's not on
it cuts
bridge.
To the guys like looking out the window, like, "Whoa, that was a guy walking with an elephant!" Like the close up. Yes.
Which sucks because I've like, okay, you have done scenes with fighting with elephants. You are using an elephant as a prop, a real life elephant. Yeah. Like I'm all like, so I'm like seeing that, I'm all like, ah, it's a little bummed out. You could have gotten a baby elephant like walking through the bridge. Come on,
something or do what they've done the entire movie.
They probably actually did want to do that, and they're like. You can't have like you have a baby elephant on the Sydney Bridge.
I mean, sure, yeah. I can only imagine. Like, I was trying to find what the limitations were for shooting with elephants, and upon that, this is a fun fact of the pod that I usually bring up. Fucking dude, Tony Jaa, he owns elephants.
Yeah,
owns
he does.
Two,
of course
and
he
he's
does.
Like an elephant.
Wrangler.
Conservative. That makes sense called, when
conservationist.
The way he acts with the elephants early on when he's like training like on him and like doing pull-ups and shit on
and
the
tusks. Dude,
like,
he's about to do dips on the elephant.
Yeah, it's
look,
great.
So cool.
The main elephants in this are actually mother and I think daughter. I think it was another, but maybe it was son. I can't remember. But they're actually like, that's the baby elephant to the main acting. Who was funny that they made it the dad, but it's
because he's got the tusks.
I mean, maybe we just but, misremembered. It might have been like the mom and the dad, but
maybe it was the mom. But well, it was funny because the entire time they film with the elephant. They film with that elephant. The baby elephant had to be present, so vice versa. They wouldn't leave each other like
it's like a separation.
So I think that might be a big part of the. I didn't find like coherent or like concrete evidence, but I feel like that's a big part of it. Is like trying to shoot with. They had to shoot with both if they wanted to shoot with one.
So let me tell you, I was really enjoying myself for the first part of this movie, and that's I think that's why I'm so disappointed. Yeah. Is because like
when Madame Rose comes in, it really derails.
Literally,
the whole thing.
I mean, like yeah. not even that. Absolutely. I mean, it's been derailed before that for me in my version, but like everything in Thailand I thought was completely coherent, totally like good plotting. I mean, it kind of like jumps to him fighting those guys and like doing that chase scene on the river was kind of silly, but it was dope. You know what I mean? Yeah. It was cool. But Emmeline, my daughter, was watching it with me and she was like, it was completely able to follow it.
And she paused and she went, Father, let's analyze this scene real quick.
No.
I don't understand. What are the motives?
Here's the thing. You guys make me sound like this, like, fucking, like, I'm this monster for wanting a movie to be coherent.
I'm not saying you're a monster. I'm just saying I could give less of a fuck.
Where's the line, though? Because that's the thing.
Apparently, Day of the Dead or Dawn of the Dead is fucking better.
Yeah, it is.
Well, no, what are you talking about? I will come through this screen and I will choke you out, dude.
Dawn of the Dead is better.
Don't you dare. Those are amazing films narratively.
Narratively, filmmaking. Made like 40 years before this movie.
Sorry, I forgot.
Right. But that's what's crazy, though. It's like,
forgot how to have fun.
No, I made a joke.
Just
because
it has cool fighting doesn't make it a good film.
It was really
cool.
Enter the Dragon.
But it was really cool.
Honestly, like,
it was pretty cool.
It's weird to have Enter the Dragon feel the same level of budget and, like, I don't know. It's, like, the same, like, Enter the Dragon, there's some, like, narrative structure that I was like, oh, okay, whatever. But then in this, I'm like, wow, what happened? How does this happen? And I think this really does go down to it just – they all of – like, they used their budget, and then they got there, and they went, all right, here's all of this. They shot, like, 600 – reels or something crazy. I can't remember. I have to look up the actual amount, but like they shot a copious amount of, you know, film. But and I'm like, how'd they get to this? Like, it's so wild. And I want to, like, who's at fault? Because is it the editor?
It's Quentin Tarantino's fault.
I know, right?
You know, yeah, honestly, for bringing this upon us. Like, really though.
That's what I was saying to Pablo before the pod. You remember the golden days, like where every like Quentin Tarantino put his name on like a bunch of smaller foreign films?
I kind of forgot about that. 2000s? When I saw it said Quentin Tarantino present, I was like, oh my God, remember?
He did that on quite a few movies, and it's like, good for him. I was
freaked out because I just watched like Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. I'm all like, wait, what, Tarantino? What's going on here?
I know. We might be watching Death Proof this next week. So.
And then, Death Proof.
And didn't he present Hero too? Like, he went through like a.
He presented quite a few because like we watched, I'm pretty sure, Good, Bad, and the Weird was presented by him, and we watched that last year or whatever.
Is that good?
Yeah.
It was all right. Yeah.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah.
So it's great.
No, it's got its moments.
I'm just going to assume every foreign film that you think of, is like actually amazing.
I've seen more foreign films than you've seen movies.
Sorry,
in your life.
Asian.
Guaranteed.
Asian films
too.
Apparently you hate Asian films.
Guaranteed.
Asian like directors.
I just like
actors.
Good movies.
No, we're okay, everybody.
I just like good movies. I like even mediocre movies. This is a bad movie.
This is
it's
a
not
really
a bad
movie.
Movie.
A bad movie.
It's not a
I mean,
bad
I,
movie.
I said no. This is a bad movie, dude.
It's a bad movie.
It's not a
I'm
bad.
On your.
It's
I'm
cool,
on your side for like.
It's cool martial arts. I have no.
I'm
like,
letting
that's
it,
fine. But
I'm letting
you should
slide.
Just watch the scenes. Just watch the martial arts scenes.
That's what I said. If you go to YouTube right now, it literally has like every single fight scene available on YouTube. Go and watch them because those are worth it. Those are like those. It is. I mean, to say like mastery is kind of hard, but like when it comes to like the athleticism and. Just the you know, choreography and the fighting and all of it, the impact is beautiful. And that's kind of like, I feel bad because that's kind of all I have to say about this movie. And so I'm like, we're just burning up time now because I'm just going to laugh at Levi some more about his rage.
No. That's I will say that this is a good movie, but to say it's a bad movie, I'm like, I would not say it's a bad movie.
I
would 100% say, like, anybody who's interested in martial arts at all, go watch this movie. Like, oh my God.
I can name you 20 other better movies to watch.
Go. Now.
No.
Go.
Literally every... This movie retroactively made me love Enter the Dragon and every shitty martial arts movie I've ever seen. This is the worst martial arts movie I've ever
Absolutely
seen.
Absolutely not. Yeah. That's fucking stupid.
Name
That's
me a worse actually one.
A worse one.
Martial arts.
Martial
movie.
Arts. Okay. Jiu-Jitsu with... what's his stupid face? Face-off guy.
What?
Face-off guy.
Jiu-Jitsu?
Yeah, Jiu-Jitsu.
With
Nicolas Cage, yeah. No, that's a bad one. Oh, Avatar The Last Airbender is a bad martial arts film, too.
I don't know if it's a martial arts film.
Even Mortal Kombat.
Film,
it is. Mortal Kombat's a pretty bad movie.
Mortal Kombat's a fucking five-star masterpiece compared to this piece of shit.
It's a bad movie.
No, it's not great.
Right, because...
Mortal Kombat's not great. That's the thing. It's like, if you take this movie apart, I didn't enjoy it. I didn't have fun with it other than the fight scenes, which were good. But it's like, if you try to even look at it, like, big picture, yeah, cool. Like, go watch the scenes on YouTube. And, like, sure, it's laughable in its moments. Like, the fucking, when he's punching people out with the elephant bones, like, that's cool. It's silly. When all the rollerbladers showed up, it's fucking goofy.
Oh, that was and awesome. Like, I
when it's
it
not
because...
when it's not taking itself so seriously, it's pretty good. Like, if they would have leaned into it, like, a little bit more of the craziness, but it's like, they tried to be so heavy into, like, this is a drug crime thing, and, like, I don't know the version you guys saw, but the chief of police kept showing up and killing everyone constantly, and he's just like, he literally was like, do you want me to kill you, or do you want me to kill this monkey? And I'm like, that's an elephant, bro. Like, they just filmed a different movie with this guy.
What?
He's talking about monkeys all of a sudden.
No,
no. No, he called him,
was that even
him
in
a
it?
Monkey.
Yes, and it was like, who should I shoot first, the elephant or the monkey? And then he looks at Tony Jaa.
No, he says, you.
No,
he says, you were the monkey. He says, you or the monkey.
He's being racist.
Yeah, he's being racist.
You to Tony Jaa
yes.
or the monkey, and then he points to the elephant.
I didn't see that. I was like, what should I shoot first, the elephant or the monkey?
I swear he says the elephant or the monkey.
And then he looks at Tony Jaa.
No, dude, you guys are tripping.
Okay.
Go back and watch
it. I don't know.
I think you just fucked up your own movie experience, and you're blaming the movie for that.
I can blame the movie, because that's the thing. It doesn't look good on the eyes, except for a few scenes. Some of the fight choreography is pretty good.
Some?
But some of it, most of it.
Most of it's amazing.
Most of it's okay.
Most of it's like a 10 out of 10.
Well, no, that's the thing. It doesn't matter if your fight choreography is good if you can't fucking shoot it good, and I can't see what's going on, and it's just a cut together mess.
That's fair, but I've seen way worse example of that. And, and this one, like, I know.
For sure, but that was my same complaint during Enter the Dragon. It's like, you can be fucking Bruce Lee, but if the camera and the editing and the filmmaking doesn't have the time to be up to snuff, it's not like he's so fast and so good that they can't fucking get him in frame. Like, that's stupid. Like, they can get him in frame, but it's like, most of the time in this movie, they did a good job. When they switch to, like, a wider lens and they kind of let him do his thing and they, like, obviously, like, blocked it, when they blocked the scenes, top notch.
Yeah,
top notch.
But I felt
I'm
like
talking like
most
8 or
of the
9 out of 10
was like
fucking
that.
Primo.
I feel like most of the scenes were like that, fight scenes at the very least.
I think the three
there were some the there, four. Were, there were some that were a bit like very like egregious and a bit like jarring, but I felt for the most part I was like, I could keep up with the action, and
I can keep up.
And I'm very much of that same. I was like, oh, if you just like cut an action, specifically a fight scene, action scene, and I'm like, what's happening?
So you know that scene that everyone makes fun of in Taken?
Yes.
Where he, like, they cuts, like, 17 times as he's trying to jump the
thing? Yeah, it is not. No,
movie.
No, it is not.
Yes, it is.
No, it is not.
The version I watched, at least.
Okay, then maybe it's the version you watched, but like, I could follow
so
the action.
I could follow
not,
it, but
it
they're
is
using
not
the editing
this movie, dude.
As an excuse.
That
to
I will 100% disagree on. You can shit on the fucking, the story, the acting, or whatever, but the film editing of the fight scenes is not Taken level, dude.
Nah, not Taken
like
level.
That's
the other action
huge.
Scenes are Taken
sure.
level.
Sure, but like,
maybe not the fight scenes.
That's being
the
pretty
other,
hyperbolic.
The
at this
car
point.
Crash scene, when he crashes the car, it's literally like 9 shots because they just rolled up and they just fucking cut so many times because they couldn't crash a car or they couldn't do anything with a car. And I know that's like a limited excuse, but it's just like, even the first two big fight scenes felt epic, are shot good. The last couple fight scenes are fucking close-ups, multiple cameras, tons of editing. It's not Taken level, but it's just like, at that point, my trust as a fucking audience member has been broken to be like, who cares? Like,
they kept, dude, the amount of times that they used plot within the with just dumping it on a news report was amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
You, how many times? No, I like, and I mean amazing, and like it's kind of appalling because it's like every single time they would cut to like the worst green screen of somebody just literally just like info dumping, like just telling you like
that's
what just happened
so
and like what's happening in the world. It actually like it's funny because that's like a good part of filmmaking where it makes it seem larger than life on a super small budget. But then like when they tried to do practical things out in Australia, like in the city, you can tell that they had one alleyway to shoot in,
yeah,
and they had a week, you know.
That's true. I mean, compared to like, the Thai scene where they do the boats, and I'm all like, okay, you felt like you had all the budget in the world to film.
That's
that
what
part.
I'm saying. I wish they would have left
right.
it there because it did feel. That's
they
what I'm saying.
Stayed.
That
I
is
don't know
fair.
Why they might have had to go international for like a tax credit or
yeah.
get extra money or something. Because yeah. I feel like there's something behind that.
Tarantino's like, I'll only put my name on it if you shoot it.
That's
in
fair
Sydney.
because Ong Bak yeah. is like definitely like you had multiple places to shoot and you shot it well, at the very least. Even Ong Bak 2, I don't know about 3, but Ong Bak 2 is like you had multiple locations, multiple like, okay, we know exactly what we got. We know how to block it. We know how to shoot it. Okay, let's just go and do it. Whereas Sydney does feel like a bit haphazard.
Yeah, it is,
that
it
I
just,
won't disagree with.
It feels rushed. That's all I'm saying.
Rushed.
It's like the whole thing, yeah. the whole production feels rushed. And it definitely feels like they tried to save it with the editing, which is what I'm saying. It's like it's over-edited, and it's not the editor's fault. It's that he tried to save it with the editing, but I can tell that everything in Thailand and a couple of the fight scenes, because they know that's the standout, that's where they put their time and energy. But everything else, they kind of just like, it's just rushed. It's like the audio fucking was trash. Like a lot of the fucking backgrounds are trash. Like the fucking, I couldn't, like there's just so many things that is outside of the fight scenes that it's just, the fight scenes don't make the whole process worth it for me. Like the fight scenes were good and some of them were even pretty great. And I'm not denying that, but it doesn't make
shit.
It worth the whole rest of the movie. You know what I mean? The whole rest
yeah.
of the movie,
I think
package around it is a fucking rotten seething melon. Like, I don't even know.
Again, I feel like that's being hyperbolic. And I just feel
I
like
think
if
what
you,
we need to do,
if you just watch the Tubi version, it'd just be like, all right, sure.
I'll rewatch
no,
the Tubi version if it will help you. Cause I do think this is a bad movie.
All right. Well, no, it's a bad movie. But I'm watching the trailer right now for The Protector 2, and it basically looks like Protector 1 was the proof of concept of what they could do, and then Protector 2, they upped their budget.
That's
like,
how that's how
it's like
I'm
it's
interested.
Like 10 years later.
That's how cool. Ong Bak and Ong Bak 2 feel
that
me.
Makes sense.
Like, Ong Bak 2 has way bigger stakes and way
yeah.
better choreography and
agreed.
set dressing and everything about it.
Well, and they got the gumption and the movement behind it and like showed up. I think this is a good point as any then, Jordan. Do you have the money minute? Because I'm curious.
Because
obviously,
yeah.
I imagine the budget's fairly small, but I imagine it made quite a bit of money because I've heard of
it did.
Back in the day. I remember when it came out. And
okay.
I think that is largely in part to Quentin Tarantino because I do remember it being like, I don't know if it was like a trailer on a DVD or something, but it's like, I remember it.
I know,
for
I do
being
remember.
A 2000, a fucking, you know, 20-year-old almost Thai fucking film, like that's pretty impressive that like I would know it. Some
sure
dude in Utah, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
but yeah,
it's
I
got reach.
I,
like that's what I'm saying. It's
I mean,
like it's,
I don't
it's had to have got reach.
I don't yeah. know how much like Tony Jaa and all of his films like really made for the push of Muay Thai in the West, but I imagine
I can
it might have
it.
Been some.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Oh,
I
guarantee
yeah,
it. Like
for sure.
Yeah, like that's oh. a whole thing. It's like the movie is dope on the fighting.
Real
but
quick,
the
real
movie,
quick, real quick, real quick.
The money.
The best fight scene actually
mm-hmm.
was when they were blind fighting, those two guys, and when they were in the market and they were doing the blind fighting
yeah,
on like all the on the leaves.
The
I want to see all of that.
Well, yeah, because that's actual Muay Thai.
Yeah, that's fucking awesome. Anyway,
yeah.
go on. That like yeah, that's cool. I'm like, oh yeah, that's fun.
I know, dude. I want it. Yeah. I loved all this stuff. That was all the stuff they shot with like the elephant and the kids, like with the water guns and stuff. It sucks because like this movie was doing like it was emotionally sucking me in and it like it totally had all this potential. And then just that, just it like when the second I saw him pray and then come in with a knee kick and I was like, wait, we just missed a complete scene.
So many
like,
times.
It was like
I watched an almost 2-hour version and I still was like,
all right.
why?
Yeah.
What?
Hold on.
So
Why do you guys keep calling it a knee kick? It's just a knee. It's just a flying knee.
No, it's a knee
flying
kick.
Knee. That makes, oh, that I makes don't know. Sense.
Well, it's because he uses such force. It's like a kick.
It's like a kick.
Have you ever
yeah.
been kneed? It's yeah, like I a don't knee. Know what, yeah, it's like a knee. Like,
but it, I guess that's why I say kick, because it feels better off the rolling off the tongue. I don't like you never just be like, God, he gave him a good knee.
Yeah,
just sounds yeah. sounds weird.
Or call knee's it just like the body knee. Part. It's like
flying knee.
Get him with yeah, but, get him with your foot.
It's, yeah,
well, yeah.
He gave him a foot.
You hit with the shin.
I mean, yeah.
It's
but,
anyway,
but shin kick sounds like it's like that's an like adding a. I get what you're saying.
Oh my god, and that,
it's not technical, but it's adding like a verbiage to it that like yeah, makes it feel like an active thing. Whereas like
yeah.
knee is flying just a knee. Noun, but being used as a verb anyway.
Yeah.
Like that's why I think it's
I guess
like,
it's like when you say
when
flying
you
knee,
kick,
like
it's
doesn't
verb.
It doesn't give the emphasis that it's like being directed at somebody like a kick, like yeah. to be used as a weapon.
We,
like
because it wasn't even a kick, it was more like a knee missile. Can we call it?
Yeah. Really, really though. Well, I so, love it. Yeah, so I love does. That. Like, okay, can I just say something real quick before I get to the money? I swear to God, I'll get there. Everybody,
go to the money because I'm going to talk about Contoni Jaws athleticism and Muay Thai.
Well, and that's
my time.
Love, yeah,
it's my time now.
I want to just get this out of the way though. When he fights that big white dude would have ripped him directly in half and would have killed him. And like I don't care how like athletic he is and how like there's a few times where he grabs him and then I went, that guy is 420 pounds.
Like, but, maybe, and that you know, scene ends.
And he could have just really slowly just broken him in half. Like,
Tony Jaa's character in that scene, the first scene in the temple.
No, I'm just saying
he whoops
this,
his ass and
this.
He's on the ground and then he hears police
and
sirens and he's like, oh, the
and,
fuzz.
And he's just gone.
And he just like
no,
pieces out.
Because I'm like, that guy is so large. That's why weight class exists, because no matter how fast
I mean,
you are,
in
the second
movie,
you get
he's
caught,
got him.
He could have just slammed him on the cement like a whole,
I mean,
like the Incredible Hulk.
They stylize that, but they literally bring it up in the movie. It's like he's kicking him and he's punching him and he's elbowing him and he's
I know,
doing nothing.
And nothing's happening. And yeah. I love that because I was like, oh, that's so
yeah,
dope.
That's
but then like
why
but then costs. He does like he gets the flying knee in his face, and that's cool. And then he gets the bones, and when he's got the bones, it's like
knee.
He's
yeah,
invincible.
Yeah, it's like a power up at that point. I'm all
but,
like, yeah.
Yeah.
Block correct. This.
But,
block
but,
this bitch.
When those yeah, those yeah. big guys come out. I'm like, if those big guys grabbed him, it's just like one of those things where I'm like, it could have just put his face on the cement.
Oh yeah,
could have killed him.
Absolutely.
but it's great. Like I love it. It doesn't seem out of that place. Honestly, like he's very strong, and I wouldn't want to fight him. But
in my
review on Letterboxd, I put I could take him.
Absolutely.
Yeah, the little bitch. I would break
dude,
him immediately.
I'm so scared. Like the fact if I had to be in a fight with him for 2 seconds, and they were like, you'll get $1 million if you can go 3 seconds in the round with him in the ring. I'd go in the ring and I'd be like, well, I just destroy my body because he'd kill me.
I'd try and distract him by just pooping and crying.
I don't
just
really
like,
know.
Please don't
yeah.
hit me.
Dude, I can do less than half of the stuff he can. He probably can last 2 minutes with me. It's like, yeah. Okay, come on. Go ahead. Do your money minute because yeah. I'm going to talk about
give
Tony
me
Jaa.
A money minute.
Okay. Money minute. It's kind of self-explanatory, but it was $5 million for budget. I couldn't find – I was trying to find Quentin Tarantino's distribution and what he contributed to that. I don't know. I couldn't find anything. All I found was he was heavily involved in, you know, getting the film out there. He supported it and just, you know.
The producers must have fucking spent $4 million on cocaine and shit because this is not a $5 million movie.
No. I don't know. How much does an elephant cost?
I guess that's true. That's what the budget went to. Is Tony Jaa just was buying elephants? Like,
no, I really don't know. I mean, it might be because they shot just so much film. Like, I think that's really where their budget went. Is they just were burning film. Like, I think in like 10 years, that's why I'm like, I think the Protector Two was only $13 million to make. But with $13 million in 2014, you can just shoot that on digital,
yeah.
and it'll look great.
So is it
you can
is the,
you have
the
so
Protector
much more
One?
You can do with it.
Is it all film or is it like a mix?
It's 100% film.
Yeah, because sometimes maybe it was just the compositing that felt digital to me. Like some of the effects made it look more digital than it was.
Right. No. It wasn't shot on digital, but it was definitely it had some heavy CG. Mm-hmm. But
how much did it rake in? Do you know?
But it raked in $27 million. So
that's pretty good.
It did great.
I
kind of
thought it'd be more than that, but that's still
like
a good turnaround.
It was like 2005's highest grossing action film.
Hmm.
which is crazy for or foreign action film.
Yeah,
in 2005. That's so cool. I'm like, yeah, that makes sense. It tracks. It's like it's pretty good, pretty good budget, and it. So, I know the director is like, I hope his other films are better because I need to.
You know what you should watch, Pablo? Is I know we haven't watched many movies in this category, but like foreign action films now. I want to go back and watch more, but RRR.
Yeah,
you should watch it.
I've heard nothing but good things of just like how like, absolutely
that movie is like crazy, and it's got so many cool things. Like, I don't know. Like, I think you'd really like
it. Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's
you should check it out.
Over the top style.
But also, because the martial arts, because that's the whole thing. It's like, I knew you would defend this movie.
True, but I don't. More. Yeah, but again, I'm biased because I am literally a Muay Thai practitioner.
Well, yeah, you're looking at it. Well, you directed the movie. You're looking at it from like, yeah, from a fighting standpoint, this is cool. But from a movie standpoint, it's not a good movie. But
sure, but guess what? I'm going to defend it because it's because like, I love action. I love fighting.
Yeah.
And I think every time that something showed up on this, I'm all like, oh, my God, I felt the impact. I could follow the action. I disagree with some of the blocking and the cinematography aspects that you were saying, criticisms that you were saying. But still, overall, I'm like, okay, no. If you like martial arts at all, just go watch this film. It is worth it despite its flaws. Maybe watch Ong Bak or Ong Bak 2 if you're just like, no, I'd rather watch something a little bit more tighter and solid. But everything else, I'm like, no, this still like absolutely destroys most action flicks, martial arts flicks, I should say, when it comes to the choreography and the actual fight scenes. And Tony Jaa is absolutely fucking insane when it comes to this stuff. Like when he's doing those round kicks and he's just pulling them back and just like kick, kick, kick. You guys have no idea how fucking hard that is. The hip dexterity on that guy. And then my favorite is when he catches the kick, folds the dude in half, grabs his neck, and then folds him again. And you're just like, oh my God, I've never seen something. That was cool. That was probably like my favorite move. And again, showing off capoeira versus Muay Thai, I'm like, that's a cool ass concept, and I'm glad that it got realized in a film like that, putting different martial arts together and showing off what they can do. And that's all this movie is, and I still think it's worth it despite all its flaws.
Yeah, don't watch the whole movie though, just watch the martial arts scenes on YouTube.
But I think
you'll get more out of it.
Yeah, but I think you're only saying that because you watched a very elongated version of it, whereas like this one's, I'm like, okay, action scene, plot, okay, 5 seconds of plot, and then more action.
Yeah, I guess, but it's just like, it's hard to be like, I don't know.
I'm still invested. I was invested because of a fucking elephant. Yeah, it's a fucking elephant.
The elephant.
Dude.
I mean, when he finds the elephant,
it's a cute ass elephant.
Good, you know.
Well, no, that's true. When the elephants, I mean, elephants and then, are the fucking best.
Yeah, and his elephant fucking got killed, dude. That's fucking sad as shit.
Hold on, let's be real though. They killed that elephant, right?
They super killed that. No, wait, in real life?
I don't know, but it looked. I was like looking at it. I'm like, man, I think they just shot that elephant. Like, maybe not because Tony Jaa. Probably not. But I was
probably
watching
not,
it.
Did you see him cry? I think
that was some great acting. That was the best acting
God.
In the movie.
You know how did we forget? How did we miss one of the giant wrestling dudes threw the baby elephant? Oh, and when that happened, I gasped, dude. Yeah. I was like, no.
About that, yeah.
They threw
it. So good.
Dude. Full on just tossed the baby elephant. I'm like, no.
Oh,
the baby. Dude, that baby elephant was adorable. I don't care. It was worth it because of the elephant.
Anyway, Pablo says you should watch it if you have an interest in martial arts. I say don't waste your time. Jordan says
I think it's
movie.
I think
what'd you give it on, on Letterboxd? I didn't see.
I gave it 2.5.
Wow, that's pretty good for you.
I had to give it 2.5 because like it is the fighting scene. Like I would comment further, but I'd go for the comedy bit. But my final words on this is go to YouTube and you just type in The Protector 2005 and it will literally give you every single fight scene and just watch them. And they're fantastic. I don't think, I mean, it's not a
You'll
waste of time.
You probably get the
like
context with that too.
If you find the hour 24 minute, you know, like release, that's cool. But like, I don't know. I think this is like a fine, you know.
Addition to the
fighting.
All right. I take back my waste of time comment because I am still glad I watched it. I'm glad I watch any movie that is added to the, you know, the cult of cinema knowledge. It's in my mind now. It's like I've learned from it. And it's like, I'm also, not only is the martial arts cool, but I'm really glad that it like it's a smaller movie that kind of got out there in the world and definitely probably did inspire some people to take up Muay Thai and shit like that. Like,
no, not just inspire people to take up Muay Thai, but just bringing it over to the West.
Well, yeah, making it more of like a, like more known, you know? And it's like,
I mean, you literally went to a Muay Thai fight like a few weeks ago. It was like, would that happen if it wasn't for movies like this, specifically these Tony Jaws movies?
Probably.
I mean,
you're the one that dragged me to it, and I was glad. It was great.
Right.
But you, is it because you're okay, like...
So I think it's worth only, it, and I think that Levi just needs to get off his fat ass and come to the gym with me and get his ass kicked so he can get some appreciation.
You only got into Muay Thai because of Tony Jaa and the Protector? Is that what you're telling me?
No, I got into
That's
it.
That's what I fucking thought.
No, I got into it because of Dragon Ball Z. But no, I did watch Ong Bak before doing Muay Thai, and I'm all, yeah.
And that's what inspired you. You're like, oh, okay, I'm cool. Ong Bak.
I am the Ong Bak. I am the Thai warrior.
Yeah, yeah.
How many people... At your gym, is it all Muay Thai or people kind of just mixed?
Muay Thai, MMA is the two big ones, and Jiu-Jitsu.
Yeah,
but it is a Muay Thai gym in Salt Lake City, which is very rare.
The Snake Pit, right?
Yeah, it's cool.
And what's the other?
I'm gonna get my coach to fold you in fucking half.
No,
dude.
Say it. No, it's really, what are you talking about? I'm promoting it. I think it's great.
Don't hiss.
Wait, you guys don't hiss? What a missed opportunity.
Like dodgeball, we go.
Dude, yeah, I'd be fucking hissing at every guy in the ring.
Oh, yeah.
Give him the fucking poison. Snake pit.
Actually, do you wear
like snake contacts when you're in the ring, dude? Psych them out, dude. Psychological.
I'm going for gasps. Battles.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
All right. Anyway.
Okay. Oh, let me can I tell everybody real quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
Everyone real quick out there. If you were from the United Kingdom, you were watching Warrior King. If you're from the United States, you're watching The Protector.
Hmm.
If you're from Spain, you're watching The Thai Dragon. That's if you're from Germany, game. You're watching Revenge of the Warrior. And if you're from Russia, you're watching Honor of the Dragon.
Why?
That's it.
It should crazy. Be Honor of the Elephant, dude. I don't get it.
I don't know why. I don't know why there's... Why
so like many different
movie,
titles?
Yeah, Honor of the Dragon is so stupid many. Because that makes no sense.
Yeah, The Protector is fine. Or
I
whatever
know.
It's called. Honor of the Dragon's hilarious. I don't know why
the
it's
Thai
just
Dragon,
like, sure.
I feel like Thai Dragon, though, is like, they're just like, I don't know, he fights. So it's like that other guy that fights with the dragons.
Well, it's like,
I don't think Thai has.
Crouching Tiger.
I don't think Thai has like dragons in their mythology there.
Like you said, fucking in, Enter the Dragon, it's like, he is the dragon, bro.
Yeah.
And they're just like, he's the Thai dragon. He's the Thai. That's what they're saying. He's the Thai Bruce Lee.
He's the Thai.
True.
Yeah.
That is true.
That's
but
probably what they're saying.
Again, I would not nickname him Tony Jaa the Dragon.
I know.
I would nickname
no,
him.
No, he's the elephant.
The Thai Warrior.
I mean, that's literally.
He is,
dude, it's
he's
crazy.
The Thai Warrior.
His shit really is like based off an elephant. The like his martial art is based off of off of the elephant, right? Is that what I said? So like he uses his arms like an elephant trunk and he'll like that's what he does when
he
grabs people's
them.
Legs and like breaks them and stuff and like how he manipulates people with his arms. It's like it's crazy, dude. He literally does fighting with his elephants on his free time.
Yeah,
Pablo. Where's your elephant?
Yeah, I need to do dips on elephant tusk, dude. That's
yeah, dude, yes, you gotta,
you
do, yeah,
man.
You gotta train with an elephant, man. If you want to be as strong as an elephant, I'm into elephants now, dude. I'm too invested.
Yeah.
As long as they're treated well, elephants in every movie. Every movie can be improved
with an
elephant. Yeah,
it's so cool, dude. Do you know what's crazy? I found for this movie,
there
I was like
will
looking
be blood
it up.
Just with elephants,
dude,
though.
Elephants are amazing, dude. I found out
they're so cool.
That elephants don't get cancer because they're so large.
Yeah.
Their body, their metabolism, and how their cells regrow. Their cells regrow so fast that it eats cancer. It's insane.
So you're
they're
telling me.
Like, they're wild.
You're telling me I need to stop slimming down and
yeah,
gain more
yes,
mass.
Yes, the mass. The larger you are, the less cancer risk.
I was
have.
Watching it with Emmeline, you know, and I was like, oh shit, there goes the elephant. He never forgets. And
whoa.
I was like,
whoa,
she was like, yeah,
really
like, elephants, they're so smart. They don't forget anything. And she's like, whoa. I'm like, yeah, the elephant fucking remembers you.
You literally
right
saw emotion off of that elephant. I'm like, dude, that elephant's acting is amazing.
It's the best actor in the movie.
Know,
that's what I'm saying.
Really
shut the fuck
was.
Up. Tony Jaa is good.
No.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
Yeah, because they probably actually shot the elephant, and that's how they got his emotion.
I know.
Well, no, and yeah.
But they had to get a corpse at the end. It was that elephant.
It was probably plaster. That looked like a fake. I thought it was a miniature first.
It's a miniature. I guarantee you, because like how they shot it, it's like Madame Rose is sitting like 40 feet away from it.
They like have the helicopter. It's obviously just sitting on the ground, running against a green screen or whatever, and they composited it in the air. There's just so many things like that in this.
Well, no, I loved whenever she grabbed the hook on the helicopter to take her away. I'm like, that's like the worst. Just like, get in the helicopter. That seems like impossible to hold. How long are you going to hold yourself for?
No, because then how is he going to double knee her through the fucking helicopter out of the building?
Knee missile, yes.
The knee missile was pretty sick. When he did that, like, for a minute, I was like, is this where the movie ends? Like, does he just kill himself just to kill her?
No, he landed on that miniature, and then the tusk, yeah. Even in death.
I mean, that was a beautiful scene. Yeah.
Yeah, that was cool.
This movie's good. Fuck.
Yeah. Anyway, so Clones of People 2 says, I'm interested. I actually haven't read his comment, so let's see. I know of this, but I knew nothing about it. This was far from perfect, but I enjoyed the fight scenes, and the baby elephant had me emotionally invested. Yeah. The plot was all over the place. The acting was poor, and sometimes I wondered if it was meant to be taking part seriously or if it was meant to be way over the top. But it gets a lot of leeway as it's low budget and also it's foreign, so there's probably cultural style that it might be missing. I don't often notice sound, but the sound in the fight scenes was comically wild, but it worked sometimes, making for gruesome bone breaks. How many broken bones did this film have? Oh, yeah, take a shot every time, right? 7 out of 10 enjoyment for me. I think anyone who likes John Wick-type films would like this. Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, I think that's all fair.
And that's kind of... I feel like John Wick, honestly, like... was very inspired by this movie.
John Wick is basically this, except replace punches and knees and elbows with guns. Guns are his punches, man. And they literally knew that going into the films. Like, we want to make it close quarters for that specific reasons, because martial arts are really good about making things like fights and emotional investment in fights intimate. Put a gun in that equation, it's a whole lot harder. John Wick knew that you can do both.
Yeah.
I still think $5 million budget is too much for this movie. This is $1 million.
Again, it was all the elephant, man. Do you know how much elephants need to eat, bro?
Well, Clones of People 2 says it gets a lot of leeway because it's so low budget. I'm like, fucking First Cow was like $1 million.
Five. First Cow, there we go. It had to happen. But I think $5 million is like, that is the standard for low budget. Like, that is like the... $5 million.
Yeah, it's capped. And for like a big action movie, it's fine. And for like shooting internationally and stuff like that, you know what I mean? So I would be interested to see like all in Thai, because I think that's where they got off the rails mostly. It's like if it was all in Thailand, because it's like all the opening scene, the opening like 25 minutes were pretty good.
Again, though, if you're looking for that, just watch Ong Bak or Ong Bak 2 or any of those films.
I've seen them both, and I'm saying they're better.
I'm saying in general, bro.
Yeah, they're better. Go watch. That's sure. Crazy. Go sure. Watch Ong Bak.
I won't disagree with that.
I was looking it up. They shot like 40 hours of film. I just don't understand.
That makes sense that the fucking poor. But that's not, like, it's just not planned. Like, they didn't. There was not enough pre-production.
No, you know what it probably was?
And it makes sense.
You know what it probably was? It was like, oh, Tony Jaa didn't hit that guy directly in the face when you do it again.
I forgot to say another. My last fun fact. The oneer, that really cool like 5 minute one,
so,
one shot.
So
like,
good.
Which is clearly like the highlight of all the fights in just the fight itself and like choreography, but they took 5 takes and it took them over a month to do it.
I imagine because they're like breaking the he throws the guy through the fucking like little like
I mean,
kiosk
yeah, he
like
destroys like the whole yeah right
it's great
it's crazy
it's
like,
so good and I guess my takeaway is. The only reason I'm so disappointed, it's like we say this a lot, it's that there are so many shining nuggets in this movie. Like the fight scenes, like, so I'm like just upset that if they would have put the same amount of effort into those scenes, into the rest of the movie, into the entire production, then it would have probably been pretty good. So I'm just like bummed that it's just like they cherry picked. And so it's just like became inconsistent. And like tonally, they would have leaned into the wackiness, it's like, full seriousness, like it couldn't quite decide where it wanted to go with it.
I agree, but I also think that it's, I don't know why, but I guess it's very hard to do both, because most movies that do both very, very well, I think are exceptions, they're not standards. which sucks. But I think just that's the way it is.
No. I mean, that's true. We do watch a lot of movies that have been filtered and, like, you know, that are ready for our consumption that we'll, like, we won't judge too harshly. Like, this really, and it's wild because this movie, I was just reading about it right now, the Weinstein Company heavily edited the version that we saw that came into theaters and then was digitally or, you know, released on DVD later. It was heavily edited. I really wonder what the original, like, Thai version was. Like the Tom Yong Goon, like what it looked like. I honestly, I wonder if it like flowed better.
It was probably the version I watched.
Because like Madame Rose actually is like a prominent figure.
Oh, she's in it a ton. She has a lot in the one I watched.
That's the thing. So maybe you did watch. Maybe you did watch like the official.
She's in it quite a bit. Like there is like a whole fucking story with her and like the drug dealers.
Like the version we watched, she's in like five scenes. Like the last fight scene.
Yeah. All I know is like she's a bad guy.
Really?
She
shows up
she
quite a bit.
Children, I don't know.
She's like the leader. She's like the fucking godfather of this like drug dealing syndicate. And like, there's literally scenes where I guarantee you this scene wasn't in yours because that definitely would be one of the first things I cut. But there's a scene where she is at like a table with like a whole bunch of other like gangsters.
We did see that.
And she poisons the kid and everything.
We did see that scene.
There's like
was in there.
Yeah, there's like there's more scenes that are kind of like that of her just like in her like I'm a ruthless fucking thing. But there's like, yeah. It's like she became the villain earlier on. And I was like, who's the antagonist here? Is it this kid? Is it Tommy or Johnny or Jimbo? Or is it the crooked cop? Like, I don't fucking know. And I don't fucking care.
As long as Tony Jaa kicks all their ass, I don't give a fuck.
That's fair. Well, that's what I'm saying.
Right.
Don't bother with all the other shit. Don't make me watch honestly, all this extra shit if that's not what it's about. It's like, if you can't be bothered, then why should I care? As the audience member, why should I care if you don't care, right?
Because of the baby elephant. That was more than enough for me.
I mean, that did go a long ways, you know. Anyway, I'm done talking about this movie. We're at the end of the length.
What's
I
next?
Don't know for sure because unfortunately I had a very busy weekend and so I didn't post the poll on Sunday like I normally do. So the poll's still going until tomorrow. So we'll see. But this next month, because we're going when we do Wednesday, it'll be the first or the second or whatever. So this next month going into May already, Jesus, is going to be all like driving movies. Movies just about driving, racing, whatever.
We've gotten some great suggestions,
general,
too.
There's a lot more I want to add, too. So, yeah, I think it's going to be a fun month.
Come to Reddit.
This is a good idea.
I think it's going
to
be a fun month. So, but yeah, right now it's pretty close between David Cronenberg's Crash and Quentin Tarantino's Death Proof. So we'll see. We'll see. Or maybe something will sneak up. I don't know. Because it's like, honestly, more people voted on this than it voted in a minute. So so keep voting. If this is still up, go vote. Or vote on next week. So anyway, Reddit. Go to the Reddit. Thank you for listening and watching and all that. Pablo, thank you.
Come to Patreon to help us. And Pablo, it was awesome to have you.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. Yeah, thanks for coming on this whole month.
Thank you so much.
You'll have to come on another time.
For having me. I had a great time talking about martial arts, and I'm glad that I got to talk about my specific sport, which is Muay Thai. Shout out to SLC Muay Thai. If anybody's in the Salt Lake City area, please come out so you can be just like Tony Jaa and throw flying knee kicks or whatever you call
Knee kicks. And what's... Yeah, all right. I thought you were going to say Snake Pit.
So. Oh, and SLC Muay Thai / Snake Pit MMA.
Nice.
Fold you in half just like he did in the movie.
Right, quit trying to want to fucking fold me in half. We're just too sweaty for it. Right
guess,
now.
Guess what? Yeah. Jiu-jitsu is a lot like that, so yeah.
I know. There's a reason why you got into it. And it wasn't, well, it might have been Tony Jaa, if you know what I'm saying. Anyway. All right, thank you. Bye.
See ya.